Be here tonight, and thank you for inviting me. And I tell you, I sure do love Brother Gravely, and I don't just say that because I'm here. I do, and appreciate him, and he's helped our church over the last couple of years, being able to come to our youth meeting, and that's been a blessing. And I appreciate him and his stand and his friendship. Amen. And the Jubilees helped our family over the years, and I appreciate you hosting that. And it's good to see a lot of friends in here tonight, and the Camerons, appreciate y'all staying in church, I guess, amen, praise the Lord for that, and that's a good thing, and I'm so proud of Brother Steve for not getting churched, and all those things, and then I'm kind of disappointed in Bible Baptist for not churching Casey, and so I'm just, you know, it's just, it is what it is, but I appreciate their friendship, and we church is doing good, and I'm thankful for our church, and miss it when I'm not there, but I am thankful to be here. We're in Matthew chapter 14. Brother Townsend, it's good to see you. I think we met a couple years ago at a couple different places we've been at, and I know you look different. Obviously, you got married, so It was a totally different look when I walked in and saw you. So appreciate you being here tonight, and got a baby on the way. Praise the Lord for that. And if you got any time, come by the church, and I mean that. I want you to give me your card when I leave. Don't slip out of here. I want you to do that. And I'll go and say that from the pulpit. That way you hold me to it. All right? So if you got time to do that, I would love to have you. Matthew chapter 14. I'll be honest with you. Brother Gravely, it seems like sometimes when you're already planning on preaching somewhere, God changes your mind two or three different times, really, and gives you different messages to preach. But this is the message that's been on my heart for several weeks for tonight, and so I'm just going to preach what God has told me to preach. I feel like I'll just be honest with you. This weekend has been kind of a weekend of battles for our family and just some different things that's going on. And I just feel like, you know, we need to preach Jesus more and more.
Amen.
Amen. Making much of Jesus.
Amen.
And this is a familiar portion of Scripture. I'm not going to say anything that you haven't already heard. But I do want to give you something that's helped me. And why don't you stand with me for the reading of God's Word. And we'll just we'll begin in verse number 13 of Matthew 14. We'll read a familiar portion of Scripture here. The Bible says, "When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them." I want to say this. I sure am thankful that he was moved with compassion toward me. I'm glad he loves me. And then it says, and he healed their sick. I'm thankful that he answers prayer. I'm thankful that he still heals. Amen. Then the Bible says, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give you them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but five loaves and two fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." I just want to preach for a few minutes on he's enough.
Amen.
Just bring them hither to me.
Yes.
Let's pray and we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we sure do need you. God, I ask that you would bless the time together. Lord, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll get into the main part of the message in a minute, but you've seen this portion of Scripture, and you know it. No doubt your preacher has preached from this, and probably a lot better than what I'm going to tonight. But I was thinking about these disciples and how they're not unlike us. And we find in this portion of Scripture, these disciples came to him, and they said this. They said, "This is a desert place." Well, see, if I was Jesus at that point, fellas, if I was Jesus, I'd have said, "Duh, I brought you here."
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'd have been like, "Yeah, I know this is a desert place. I created it.
Yes.
You don't have to explain to me where we're at.
Right.
I know." But Jesus was gracious to them.
Right.
And he let them continue to talk, and they began to say, and And to be honest with you, Jesus, the time is now past. Send the multitude away. Let them go and buy victuals. Let them go and buy some food. Jesus said, they need not depart. Give you them to eat. And then the disciples decided they're going to double down. And they said, well, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. I mean, that's all we really have right here. What are we going to do with that? And Jesus made the statement, and he said, I tell you what you do with that. Bring it to me. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, you may not have the tools, you may not have the things that you think that you need to pull that thing off, you may not even have the faith in order to pull that thing off, but Jesus would tell you tonight, just like he told the disciples, just bring it to me. I'll be absolutely enough for whatever it is that you need. I am enough, enough, enough. I find in Scripture over and over again that he is enough. To the maniac Gadara in Mark chapter number 5, we find he was enough. The maniac comes to him and says, I have these demons in here. I need to get rid of these demons. And Jesus said, I'll do even more than that. I'll have you sitting and clothed in your right mind in just a couple of verses. He is absolutely enough. And just a few chapters before this, in Matthew chapter number 9, the man sick with the palsy is sitting there. And he is sick. He has all these ailments. And Jesus said, son, be of good cheer. All that man wanted was to be healed. But he said, I got something better than that. Your sins are forgiven you. I got something better than just healing your physical body. I can fill you up in the inside. He is absolutely enough. The thief on the cross, all he wanted to do was for Jesus to remember him. He said, I'll do better than that. You'll be with me in paradise. Jesus is always enough. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, whatever trials and tribulations going on in your life, Jesus is enough. But we find the disciples, boy, they were always doubting, wasn't they? I find we're always doubting. We talk a good talk, you know. I mean, when we're at the church house, we got all kind of faith, but then Monday comes around. It's a little different. I mean, when we're sitting there and Brother Gravely's preaching to us and he's got that perfectly alliterated outline and we think he's right, then the bills come in. I'm just, this is how I am. I mean, you know, you go and boy, you're fired up on Sunday, and boy, by about Thursday, you're like, whoo, how am I going to make it? That's how disciples are. You understand, these men have just heard, and they have literally witnessed Jesus having to get apart from everything else just to pray a little while because he's just got word that his cousin John has died. The disciples, really for the first time, are seeing difficulty in ministry. You with me? They're seeing that everything's not just roses. And we realize that just a short time, they're going to figure some big things out. But at this point, things have went pretty smoothly. Multitudes are following Jesus. At this point, nobody's saying, crucify him, crucify him. Amen. Fact is, they're bringing all their sick to him. But now, just life has taken place. Is that right? I mean, this is, they're hungry. Now, that's pretty important to me. Somebody say amen. But in reality, probably wasn't nobody about to die. Some of y'all look like you're hungry and about to die, but you're probably not. You're going to be okay. Put another man in, and we'll make it through. Sometimes you just pray through, amen?
That's right.
But the disciples came to him, and this is what they said. This is a desert place. Basically, what they were saying is, this is too lifeless a place. Is that right? Basically, what they were saying is, there's no fruit here. There's no food here. There's really, even if you kind of read between the lines of what the disciples are saying, there was even no fervency in what they were saying. I mean, here we have, we've waited till the end of the day, and now we're kind of hungry. Why wasn't they fervent about it at the beginning of the day? We're sitting here in a desert place. There's no fruit trees around. We can't just go pick some berries from the garden here. There's nothing to eat. And I find in our day, we're sitting in churches and we're saying the exact same thing. We'll sit in a church and we'll say, this is just too lifeless a place. There's nothing happening here. We'll say about our marriages, this is too lifeless a place. We'll say about raising our kids, this is too lifeless a place. We'll say that about our church even, this is too lifeless a place. And the whole time, Jesus is saying, just bring me what you have. I will be absolutely enough.
Amen. That's right.
Too lifeless a place. But I know this is the introduction. We're going to get the message in a minute. Somebody say amen. We're going to go fast, real fast, as fast as somebody from Alabama can go. I'm a little slow. Amen. The Bible says, they said this is a desert place. It's just too lifeless a place, but then the time has now passed. It's too late a plan. It's too far gone. How many times have we said the same thing? My marriage is too far gone. My loved one, they're too far gone. This is too late a plan. I know what the Bible says. I know that we're to go, but nobody's listening anymore. Too late a plan. Nobody wants what we have anymore. It's too late a plan. We're found with our eyes on our surroundings, instead of just taking what we have and bringing it to Him.
Amen.
We'll say, "Days far spent." I think the preacher even mentioned it earlier. Jesus is coming back real soon, but can I say that's not our excuse? That's our push. Are you listening? That's not our excuse. That's our push. Yes, we're down to the final seconds, but that doesn't mean we just give up right now. That doesn't mean we stop doing things for God. It doesn't mean we stop running a bus ride, and we don't stop going soul winning, and we don't stop the singing, and we don't stop the preaching. That doesn't mean we stop. No, that means we get busier in this day. That doesn't mean we say it's too late a plan. No, it says we just bring it to Jesus and say, hey, in these days, in these last seconds, Jesus, you got to do something. What is it on your heart tonight? What is it that you're struggling with? Maybe nobody else even knows. But in the back of your mind, you think, no, it's too lifeless a place. There's nothing to grow here. And you think, oh, it's just too late in the day. There's no way my loved one's going to get saved. There's no way that my home's going to be fixed. It's just too late. And the whole time, He says, bring it to me. Bring it to me. But then they go even further, don't they? It says, so they say the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals. And this is what Jesus said. He said, they don't need to depart. Give them to eat. By the way, that should have been the end of it. They didn't have to tell him what they had. By the way, you don't have to tell him what you have. He already knows. You don't have to tell him what a mess your life is. You don't have to tell him what you don't have in store. He already has everything you need. You don't have to remind him of where he's brought you to. You don't have to tell him you're in a desert place. You don't have to tell him what time it is. He already knows. And the whole time, friend, He is enough. He is enough. But then this is what they say. They say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It was not just too late a plan, too lifeless a place, but it's too little provision. You ever felt that way?
Amen. Yes, sir.
All throughout Scripture, people felt that way. And then Jesus stepped up. All throughout the ministry. For 3 years, people thought it's just not enough. And then Jesus stepped in. Oh, Lazarus, he's been dead now for 3 days. We ain't got enough to provide here. And then Jesus stepped in and he said, hey, Lazarus, come forth. At the tomb, the disciples thought, oh, it's just too late in the day. There's nothing going to happen. We can't even provide for ourselves. And then Jesus come out victorious out of the tomb. Listen to me, friend. He is absolutely enough and he'll provide whatever it is that you need. What is it that's bothering you tonight? What is it that you're beside yourself tonight? What is it you feel like you can't even pray about? Jesus said, I'm enough, just bring it to me. Amen. Now here's the message. When you bring it to him, number one, you can expect to be fed. Amen. I said you can expect to be fed. Now, listen, I'm imagining old Peter, because he's probably a big fella, and he was hungry. Somebody say amen. Some of y'all, he was hungry. And probably in the back of his mind, he thought, 5 loaves, 2 fishes, John, James, Thomas. And hey, I've been there. We'll have kids from the church. They'll come to the house, especially those boys, about my son's age, 13 years old, and you can't have enough food. And daddy gets mad, you know? I mean, when I go to the cabinet and there's no food in there for daddy because a bunch of 13-year-old boys been eating it, I'm mad about it. I mean, it feels like, listen, I literally tell my wife sometimes, she'll say, how many pizzas do we need? More. Just more. Whatever it is you thought was enough, buy more. But when we give it to him, Peter, you can expect to be fed. You can go ahead and take your bites now because he's enough. Amen. What about all these multitudes? He's enough. Amen. What about James? He's enough. Amen. What about the doubter? He's enough. You mean everybody can be fed? Absolutely. Yes, sir. He's enough. Amen. You, friend, when you bring it to him, can go ahead and mark it down. You can write it with pen. You don't have to erase it. He's enough. You can expect to be fed.
Amen.
But let me help us. There are so many people sitting in churches, even good churches, that they expect to be fed and they come to church every Sunday. And a man of God gets behind the pulpit and pours his heart out and they get fed on Sunday. But with Jesus, listen to me, friend, you don't have to just expect to be fed. You can experience the fullness. You don't have to just be okay with just getting fed. Can I just, let me just back up for a minute. Whenever we don't have enough, it makes me more mad. I mean, listen, if I just get one piece of pizza, hello. You know? Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's like you sit there and y'all been in a fast food restaurant lately? The portions are getting smaller. It's unbelievable. And it makes me angry. I mean, if I just get a taste of something, now it might suffice for a little while, but it don't last. And I like to expect to get fed with Jesus, but with Jesus, he's not just gonna feed you, he will fill you. He is absolutely enough. Absolutely enough. My wife has a problem. I'm not it. I know what you're thinking. I'm not the problem. I will be after I get through with this, but right now I'm not. I'll get in the van sometimes. We have a minivan. And I drive trucks, somebody say praise God. But she drives that minivan. And when we're going together, I'll get in the driver's seat and I'll crank it up. And we have this little nifty little reader in the front. And this is what it'll say. 9 times out of 10, I'll get in the van. This is what it'll say. 20 miles to empty.
Oh, you're blessed.
Oh, it gets better. So I'll say, honey, because that's what I always talk like. You can imagine. Did you know your van's on empty? And I'll just be honest with you. Usually when we're all getting in the van together, we're not just going to the park. We're probably going somewhere we got to be like 5 minutes ago. You know? And I'll say, babe, did you not pass a gas station? We got gas stations everywhere. I mean, we live in the country, but not that much in the country. One time, it might have been when we came here last year. I can't remember. We were going somewhere. I was preaching on Sunday night, just like I did today. We were leaving from our church. And we'd run home. I dropped my truck off. I cranked the van up. It said, 22 miles to empty. And this is what I said. I said, Leanne, I thought you went to the gas station when you left church a while ago. I did. I got us a drink. Really? You do know at the gas station they sell gas. You know? And that's a true story. But this is what I'll say. I'll say, babe, one of these days, and she does, she always makes it to the gas station. She's never had to call me. Okay, she's never run completely out. This is what I'll say. I'll say, babe, one of these days you're going to get a phone call. You're going to have to get to a hospital. Or you're going to get stuck in a traffic jam. And we laugh about it, but let me tell you something, Christian. You just walking around expecting to get fed on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
One of these days you're going to get a phone call in the middle of the night.
Right. Amen.
One of these days you're not going to see something coming. And the whole time, Jesus says, hey, I'm absolutely enough. If you'll walk with me on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, go ahead and fill up and don't just have just a little bit, just getting by. If you'll just go ahead and fill up on me and experience the fullness of how I can fill you up, it'll be totally different. And can I tell you, church, one of these days you're going to get a phone call and you're going to wish that you had filled up the day before. You're going to wish you had enough gas. Why? Because God is sufficient and he'll give you what you need. And you will need him. You will need him. There's too many Christians sitting in churches today that are just running on fumes. And they'll sit there and preacher, this is what they'll say. They'll call the man of God. Everything's falling apart. And everything will be falling apart. Because here's what happens. Life. It storms. There's problems. There's heartache. There's heartbreak. Life happens. Life happens for young people. Life happens for middle-aged people. Life happens for older folks. Like men, women. Life just happens. Things that you never saw coming. And you just coming on Sunday expecting Brother Gravely to feed you, and he does a good job with that, and you just get enough on Sunday, but you never fill up, life's going to happen. And I'm just simply telling you this. Brother Gravely, you know as well as I do, when you get those phone calls, you try to piece things back together. But if you'll just go ahead and fill up, and already have things full. I mean, we might can even bring you a gallon of gas to help you get through. But there's too many Christians. They're just getting a little bit on Sunday, and then they try to make it to Wednesday,
right.
Maybe.
That's right.
Most of the time, they just try to make it to the next Sunday. That is not how Jesus wants you to be.
Right.
He is enough.
Amen.
He's enough. You, friend, and myself, we can expect to be fed. We can experience the fullness. And lastly, here it is. When you do that, that is when you can extend the favor.
Amen.
You know why you're not reaching anybody? You got nothing extra to give. Listen, I'm sure there's a bunch of young preachers in here. You get up to preach, you better preach on how you're full, just overflowing, or you ain't got nothing to give. Me and my wife talked about this just today or yesterday. Sometimes it feels like you're just barely getting by, and life is a struggle. I get that. But you know how you help other people? When you're so full that it just splashes out.
Amen.
It just splashes out. Pawpaw and Mama, you know how you can help your grandkids? When you're just so full, it just splashes out. You know how you can help that lost coworker? When you go to work and you're just so full, it just splashes. But it will not work when you're just barely making it.
That's right.
Brother Gravely, preach to me on Sunday. Get me by till next Sunday. What about when problems come? What about when trials come? See, you can expect to be fed with our Savior. Thank God for it. But He's not just enough. He's more than enough.
Amen.
You can experience the fullness. So then you can extend the favor.
Amen.
Yes.
There's people counting on you.
That's right.
We got some young men in our church. I know I was making fun of a while ago. They'll spend more time at my house than they do at their house. Broken homes, a mess. They're counting on me to stay full. They need me. I'll say this, Gavin, they need you. That's my boy. They need their buddy to be full. Because they ain't getting into home. Hey, there's people counting on you. There's people who ain't got it at home. They ain't got a mom and daddy. They don't have the things that you have. They're counting on you. Sometimes your spouse will count on you. They need you. Stay full. Stay full.
Yes.
Hey, can I say this? Your preacher needs you. Stay full.
Yes, right.
Stay full.
Yes.
So then you can extend the favor. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,